This was supposed to be a festive time for the Kaushik family. They're sending out invitations for their oldest son's wedding next month. But the sudden passing of his aunt, Kamlesh Devi, days after she contracted dengue, means celebrations will be muted.
After she went on the ventilator, the doctor warned us that for dengue patients like her, there was only a 5% survival rate. Even after the fever subsides, there is a risk of organ failure. Her treatment took a financial toll on her family.
India has reported more than 120,000 cases of dengue this year. While Punjab's caseload has reached an all-time high, several other states have reported more cases over the last few weeks compared to the same time last year. In New Delhi, hospitals like this one are converting other wards to cope with the influx of patients. The city recorded 1,100 cases last week, at par with the total case count in October. At least 10 people have died there.
The current situation of dengue is very bad in Delhi. We are getting many cases of fever, almost 250 to 300 cases of fever, and out of that, 70 to 80% are dengue cases.
Experts blame the extended monsoon this year and improved testing for the recent uptick in cases. Change in rainfall pattern, coupled with rapid urbanization, could increase dengue season in India and make it more deadly.
Another issue is that the various state health systems and overall the Indian health system is getting stronger in terms of testing dengue.
While some civic bodies have carried out fogging and fumigation to arrest the spread of dengue, the central government has dispatched public health experts to several states to improve testing and manage response. The low COVID-19 caseload in the country has made it easier for the underfunded healthcare system to address the dengue outbreak, even as the northern state of Uttar Pradesh is seeing a surge in cases of the Zika virus. Experts say cases of both diseases will start declining in a couple of weeks as temperatures continue to dip ahead of winter. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.